From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. A special legislative committee will investigate allegations of harassment and discrimination within the Missouri Department of Corrections. The move comes in the wake of news reports that the state has paid out $7.5 million to former DOC employees in various settlements and judgments. GOP House Member Jim Hansen of Pike County will chair the committee.
Nobody should have to work in a hostile work environment. So our goal to review what procedures we have in place and what changes we need to make this work environment the way it should be for all employees and corrections.
Hansen plans to call former employees to testify along with incoming corrections director Ann Preseith. So far, there are no plans to call former director George Lombardi to testify. Missouri Utilities wants lawmakers to pass a law to help them get more money more quickly from customers to pay for infrastructure improvements. Ameren Missouri and other utilities told a panel of senators yesterday that a proposal bill to recover costs could promote economic development. The idea drew opposition from consumer advocates and companies such as Walmart, who say it's not needed and will lead to higher utility bills. Critics argued it will unfairly help utilities at the expense of consumers. A similar proposal died last year. Missouri's Republican-led Senate is advancing a right-to-work bill to ban mandatory union fees. Senators voted 21-12 to give the bill initial approval yesterday, but it needs another vote to move to the House, which has already passed an almost identical bill. Right to Work has new momentum with Republican Governor Eric Greitens' support. He says he'll sign it if the GOP-led legislature sends it to his desk. Bipartisan opponents didn't filibuster the bill. Democrats allowed the bill to come to a vote after an emotional speech in opposition by the minority leader. The Senate version of the bill includes a provision that would exempt current union contracts until they expire or are opened up. That's not in the bill passed by the House. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is impaneling a committee to study and recommend how to reform the state's tax rates and credits. The state's Republican chief executive signed an executive order yesterday creating the Governor's Committee for Simple, Fair, and Low Taxes. He says the current system is hurting Missouri's budget and job creation. Greitens says the panel will compare Missouri's tax credits and rates to peer states. They will also assess the economic impact of state tax credits. Greitens says the committee will hold at least 4 town hall meetings and recommend reforms to him by June 30th. Committee members will include 4 appointed by Greitens and 3 each selected by the state Senate's President Pro Tem and the House Speaker. Greitens will designate a chairman. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.